USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a three-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.